It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health officials say vaccine distribution guidelines are already getting a little blurry, and that's okay with them. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Scott Sherman is with the Colorado National Guard. He says the timing on these vaccines is tricky.
Once you puncture that vial, you really have 6 hours to use that vaccine.
And so he says it's better to not waste any time figuring out the precise priority of who goes first.
Even if it's phase 1A or 1B, that you at least have those people in line, because a shot in the arm to anyone in those phases is certainly better than a wasted vaccine.
Colorado has already received 100,000 doses of vaccine, and the state has already given one dose to 40,000 people. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The pandemic has forced houses of worship to modify their Christmas services this year. Tamara Boynton with the Interfaith Alliance says congregations have gotten innovative.
They've been able to let go of some of those traditions because they've been taken from us, and in their place, communities have been able to create new traditions or create new ways of experiencing the holy during this time.
Some churches are holding drive-in services. Others will have candlelight vigils and singing outside. One pastor plans to go door-to-door to pray with his congregants. Health regulations do allow limited inside worship, though, and some congregations plan to gather in person. The Yucca House National Monument is headed toward a major expansion. The U.S. Senate approved a bill Monday that would redraw the monument's boundaries and incorporate a private landowner's 160-acre donation. Yucca House is one of Colorado's largest archaeological sites, and most of it is still unexcavated. It was occupied more than 800 years ago. With the donation, the site in southwest Colorado will grow from about 34 acres to more than 190 acres. It's mostly sunny across the state today, with temperatures rising today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.